Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Eric Demery, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. Eric, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be with you. I missed your big meeting in Phoenix. You have two meetings a year. This one that you have in the winter is really the bigger one because you have a lot of product rollout. You have a lot of keynote speakers. How did your meeting go in Phoenix?
Well, it was outstanding. We had record attendance. More people came to this convention than all the other 60 I think we've done in the past. So we're very proud of that. We continued a theme from last summer called Focus.
Yeah.
And this one was Focus on the Future with a heavy, heavy emphasis on how the customer is changing. Everybody knows the millennials are coming into the marketplace and technology is affecting the way we buy and how we make decisions. But the true differentiator is, do you have well-trained experts, which we call certified floor and home consultants, that can take all these assets and really deliver a highly personal, differentiated customer experience? And so that was kind of the theme, and we really focused on three major areas with a very heavy emphasis on all the digital assets.
So what you're telling me then is that you feel like out there in this marketplace, you start looking at the various channels, one of the key benefits you get of being a Carpet One member is some of these training modules and some of this digital marketing experience that you're able to share with these people. Is that right?
Yeah. In addition to providing world-class tools like our websites and all of our partnerships with Houzz and Angie's and all the different ways that we attract consumers, the key that pulls it all together is that through our university, I mean, we have a team of over 12 people. We have field trainers. We have experts in every type of training, from sales to operational to customer experience training, that members can use so that they can carry through these tools and all the investments they're making in marketing and advertising to really convert customers. And that's the key. Mm-hmm. You know, we attract more customers than anybody based on the research that we have. The key now is, how do we engage them more fully through all the things that we're doing online and with traditional media? And then ultimately, how do we teach and train sales professionals to convert those customers into lifelong paying customers?
One of the things about this meeting was the week after services, and a lot of people had been on the road traveling on the supply side. And I'm looking at some of the pictures from this thing. It looks like people were having a big time. It looked like you had an outdoor event in the desert. You had some music. It was a little bit different than some of your winter meetings in the past, right?
Yeah, there's three major elements to every convention. One is Education Day. We do receptions so that members can meet with their regional membership consultants and the senior management team, both from CCA and from us. And then we believe in, you know, in addition to educating them, let's have a good time. And this year we had an event out in the desert. We had over 1,200 people go out to the desert in Phoenix. They had an unbelievable venue with all types of games and livestock they could take their pictures with. And then Rachel Platten, who is famous for her hit song, The Fight Song, gave us a concert, which was just incredible.
Let's talk. I think you gave some awards at the meeting, and I certainly want to highlight those. Run us through those. I know you have an Alan Greenberg Award that you gave one of your members.
Yeah, every year we honor a member with the Alan Greenberg Award. And this year we were very proud to announce that John and Beth Hughes of O'Brien's Carpet in Colorado Springs was awarded the Alan Greenberg Award along with their family. And they're just an unbelievable couple. The things they do in their community, everything involved in the spirit of Carpet One. So we're very proud of that. We also had our Supplier of the Year Award, which went to Shaw Industries. We do what we call a Specialty Supplier of the Year, and that was awarded to Carpenter. So it was a great event. We had a lot of fun with it. We dressed up in tuxedos, and Scott Wheeler, my COO, and I hosted and emceed it. And, of course, Sandy Miskin came out and told some great jokes, as he always does.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things I miss most definitely, the jokes that Sandy does.
Well, these were, one was a little inappropriate, but we'll send you some copies.
Okay, all right. And your keynote, I guess you had a couple keynotes, famous authors that talked a little bit about getting more exposure out there. Tell us a quick summary on that, if you would.
Well, day one, when we kicked off the general session, I brought out Simon Piero. And Simon, if you go on YouTube, has like 50 million views as the iPad magician.
Okay.
And he does these phenomenal tricks that I'm standing 2 feet away from him on stage, could not even begin to tell you how he did some of these things. But he had a very interesting talk during his magic show, which was how he had to transform himself from a traditional wand-waving magician to this new way to use technology, iPads.
Mm-hmm.
to really create magic for people. And the message was important for us because we wanted traditional, you know, old line successful retailers to really clearly understand what's happening and how they have to transform themselves into this new consumer age with new technology. So that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We followed that by David Averin, and David is a best-selling author. He's called The Visibility Coach,
And
he's written several books. And he really reinforced how critical it is to be visible in the marketplace. He's got a book that says it's not what you know, it's who knows you. Mm-hmm. And we went through five or six steps that members could use when they get back to their store to really increase their visibility and get more customers in the consideration set to buy product from their stores.
And you had Brian Carter, and he talked a little bit about social media, didn't he? Is that right?
Yeah, Brian's a very entertaining, very humorous guy. But the point again was, you know, it's one thing to attract customers, which we do through, you know, paid media, and we do it through all types of digital and traditional marketing and national promotions. But how do you engage them? And we have an engagement strategy, and through social and all those different channels, and Ryan was there to really reinforce that important message. And ultimately, our university and through our best practices, after we attract and engage customers, how do we convert more of them and make them customers of Carpet One Floor and Home in our stores? So he, again, was a perfect fit for carrying through this focus on the future message.
Yeah. Real quick, one of the questions I like to ask you when we do these interviews is, how's the health of the membership? How did they do in 16? What's your outlook for 17? Can you give us a little flavor of that?
Yeah, actually, we almost tripled what the industry average reported as year-over-year growth. Mm-hmm. So we had an outstanding year. There wasn't really one area of the country that was down. I mean, everybody was up, which is tremendous to hear that. The first quarter of this year, our fiscal starts in October. Mm-hmm. Again, we're on record pace, double digits, just everything is clicking on full cylinders. The things that we've been working on to attract more customers are finally taking hold. And as you know, Kemp, you know, our folks are pretty darn good. Once they get a consumer, they're pretty darn good at converting that customer, you know, into a sale. And we just have to keep building more and more tools and stay ahead of the curve to help the consumer pick us as part of their consideration set when they're buying flooring. And we've got some more stuff coming, which we will show the members as we fully develop it between now and our convention in August out in Salt Lake.
You know, the business, we're still working on the numbers, working on our annual report, but it looks like the business grew last year. Obviously, carpet was down, but it looks like the business grew about 3.5%. So if you're three times that, that's very impressive.
Yeah, but like everybody else, our carpet business was down a little, but on the hard surface side, I mean, just the increases have been nothing short of phenomenal. Because of our ability to go across all of North America, we kind of know through our councils and our members and our regional network groups and advisory groups which suppliers we should be doing business with and what type of products and at what price points. So it's a real strong competitive advantage when you have that network of retailers out there.
One last question I would like to ask you, especially since with your background, you being the lead guy at Home Depot and flooring for a while, there's a lot of hand-wringing going on right now in the business around how do these independent retailers answer this new phenomenon that's going on with both Home Depot and Lowe's. They're offering free installation for a set amount of flooring purchase. And how are you coaching your members to deal with that?
Well, we publish a guide on our intranet on how to compete effectively with the home centers and really give members five or six different ways that they could choose to compete. And, you know, we have a group of members that ignore it completely.
Yeah.
We have a group of members that match it. Say, hey, we do what the home centers do. We have members that say, what the home centers charge for, we do for free. You know, I always tell people, look, you got to build a relationship first. People have to trust you and give you an opportunity. You have to be fully transparent so that you're a trusted advisor, not just some salesperson. And then you have to make sure they understand what a total installed price package provides them. Now, we have a huge advantage because we can offer a basic home center installation if we want to play that game, but we also have our healthier living installation system, which gives us a tremendous value-added service to the consumer. Consumers are smart. They know that free is a promotion, whether you say it's free labor or free pad or, you know, buy one, get one. They're kind of savvy about that. We think our added value services, when properly presented, whether it's our metal warranties, our healthier living installation, our beautiful guarantee, when properly communicated and executed, you know, we're going to win more customers than lose. And our performance the last 12 months speaks to that.
Mm-hmm. All right, great, Eric. It's great to talk to you. And thanks for the update on the meeting 2 weeks ago in Phoenix. Again, we're talking to Eric Demery, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.